Chapter 2. Then the saint Shakayana, well pleased, said to the king, "Great King Brihadratha, the banner of the race of Ikshvaku, quickly obtaining a knowledge of the Supreme Self, thou art happy and art renowned by the name of Marut, the wind. This indeed is thy Supreme Self." "Which, O saint?" said the king. Then the saint said to him, "He who, without stopping the breathing, rises upwards from the gross to the subtle, and who, modified by impressions and yet not modified, drives away the darkness of error, he is the Supreme Self." Thus said the saint Maitri. And Shakayana said to the king Brihadrath, "He who in perfect rest, rising from this body, both from the gross and subtle, reaching the highest light, comes forth in his own form, he is the Supreme Self, the immortal, the fearless. This is Brahman. Now then, this is the science of Brahman and the science of Upanishad, O King, which was told us by the saint Maitri. I shall tell it to thee. We hear in the sacred records that there were once the Valakhilyas, who had washed off all their sins, who were vigorous and passionless. They said to the Prajapati Kratu, 'O saint, this body is without intelligence, like a cart. To what remarkable being belongs this great power by which such a body has been made intelligent? Who is its mover? What thou knowest, O saint, tell us that.' Prajapati answered and said, 'He who in Shruti, footnote, words of knowledge which are revealed, Vedas, end of footnote, is called standing above, like passionless ascetics amidst the objects of the world, he indeed, the pure, clean, undeveloped, tranquil, breathless, bodiless, endless, imperishable, firm, everlasting, unborn, independent, one only, stands in his own greatness. And by him has this body been made intelligent, and he is also the mover of it.' They said, 'O saint, how has this been made intelligent by such a being as this, which has no desires? And how is he its mover?' He answered them and said, 'That Supreme Self which is subtle, invisible, incomprehensible, called person, dwells of his own will here in part, just as a man who is fast asleep awakes of his own will. And this part of the Supreme Self, which is entirely intelligent, reflected in man as the sun in different vessels of water, knowing the body, attested by his conceiving, willing, and believing, is Prajapati, that which is common to all. By him, the intelligent, is this body made intelligent, and he is the mover thereof.' They said to him, 'O saint, if this has been made intelligent by such a being as this which has no desires, how is he its mover?' He answered them and said, 'In the beginning, Prajapati stood alone. He had no happiness when alone. Meditating on himself, he created many forms. He looked on them and saw they were like a stone, without understanding, and standing like lifeless posts. He had no happiness. He thought, "I shall enter within, that they may awake." Making himself like air, Vayu, he entered within. Being one, he could not do it. Then dividing himself fivefold, he became Prana, Apana, Samana, Udana, Vyana. Having divided himself fivefold, he remained hidden in a secret place, assuming the nature of mind, having the Prana as his body, resplendent, having true concepts, and free like space. Feeling that even thus he has not attained his object, He thinks from within the interior of the heart, "Let me enjoy objects." Therefore, having first broken open these five apertures of the senses, he enjoys the objects by means of the five reins. These perceptive organs, ear, skin, eye, tongue, nose, are his reins. The active organs, tongue, hands, feet, anus, generative organ, his horses. The body, his chariot. The mind, the charioteer. The whip being the temperament. Driven by that whip, this body goes round like the wheel driven by the potter. This body is made intelligent, and he is the mover thereof. This is indeed the Supreme Self, who seeming to be filled with desires and seeming to be overcome by bright or dark fruits of action, wanders about in every body, himself remaining free. Because he is not manifest, because he is infinitely small, because he is invisible, because he cannot be grasped, because he is attached to nothing, therefore he, seeming to be changing and seeming to be an agent, is in reality not an agent nor changing. He is pure, firm, stable, undefiled, unmoved, free from desire, remaining a spectator, resting in himself. Having concealed himself in the cloak of the three gunas, constituent factors of Prakriti. Footnote: Prakriti is the primordial matter or nature. Its three constituent factors are being, sattva, drive, rajas, and that which holds back, tamas. End of footnote. He appears as the enjoyer of Rita, his good works.